Do you wish you could be the present mom you've always wanted to be, but still need to provide an income for your family? Are you tired of scouring the internet for legit jobs that will replace your income and that you can do from home in your PJs? Hey friend, welcome to the Virtual Assistant Mama Podcast. I know you're over there Googling jobs for moms, legit work-at-home jobs, or smart a side hustle, yet you can't figure out how to take that first step. So instead, you stay stuck, do nothing, or start random side hustles to try to make quick money. Becoming a virtual assistant is the answered prayer you've been waiting for. My name is Ariana, and I'm a former teacher turned work-at-home mom who replaced my teaching income as a virtual assistant in just 6 months. I did this by taking a step of faith and following the dream that God placed on my heart to be home with my babies. Mama, your dreams pale in comparison to God's dreams for you. Imagine offering services that light you up, working with clients who value you and pay you what you're worth, and having a job that works around your life and not the other way around. This is the podcast for you. It's time to take that first step. Are you ready? Here we go. One of the biggest questions that I get for everybody who's interested in becoming a virtual assistant is like, okay, but what do you do about health insurance as a VA? So a lot of people think it's going to be ridiculously expensive, and that's what really keeps them from leaving their 9-to-5. But this is not necessarily the case. I've done a couple different episodes on health insurance and just different insurance options as a virtual assistant before, but I like to do a refresher every now and then because I know not all of y'all are going to scroll all the way back to the previous episode. So here's our refresher. Now, disclaimer before I share these options with you today is I'm not an insurance broker, so I do recommend working with one to make sure that your specific needs for yourself and your family are met. But this is just something to consider. In many situations, when you're paying for your insurance, it just gets deducted monthly from your income. And so it gets deducted straight from your paycheck before it hits your bank account. So you don't actually see that amount that is taken out a lot of times. So it may actually be costing you a lot out of pocket per month that you're not even fully aware of because you don't see it hit your bank account and then get taken out. Now, every state has different plans that are accessible to residents, so you'll have to do some research to see what plans are available in your state, and this is where an insurance broker can be very helpful. But every different plan has different pros and cons. Some plans have a low monthly premium, but the deductible is higher. Others have a high premium, but a smaller deductible. So I just think that if you're looking at different plans, you want to consider, am I likely to hit that high deductible? If you're not likely to hit it, then you can go with that high deductible plan because it's going to cost you less month to month. Also, something to look into and consider is getting a health savings account or an HSA, which are able to be set up if you have a high deductible insurance plan. Now, there's requirements that the plan needs in order to be met, which those requirements are set by the IRS. So again, this is where an insurance broker can really help you. Now, with an HSA account, again, money is being taken out of your paycheck before you even see it, and it's going into that HSA account, but it's going in there before it is taxed at all. So like your state income tax, those kinds of things, is going in there without being taxed. So you're basically getting more of your money. And then you can use your HSA account for different medical needs. And there's a list you could easily Google to see like what these funds can actually be applied to. So you can check that out. But it's really nice because you don't have taxes taken out of that money. It goes straight into that account tax-free, and then you get to use it on whatever medical needs apply from that list. Now, there is a max that you can contribute per year, and I think it just depends on what HSA you have, so that's something to look into as well. There's also the option of getting marketplace insurance, which is available in every state. It's operated by the federal government, and depending on your income, you might be able to get it subsidized or have tax credits applied, which will reduce your payments. So you can find plans like that are $200 a month with no deductible. It really just fluctuates depending on your specific situation. Another great option to consider is co-ops where you pay into the program each month. And basically, your payments to be a part of the co-op, your share that you paid is being contributed to other people's direct needs each month. So you still get an insurance card. It operates kind of like insurance, so you can use it when you have doctor's appointments, pregnancies, emergencies, etc. And your cost sharing with people. So the payment you're making each month is going towards other people's medical needs to help them, like, be able to financially afford it. And then if you have an issue, then you just submit a itemized receipt, and then the money that other people have contributed will go towards paying your bill, if that makes sense. Now, this is going to be our choice when we are eventually ready to get health insurance. Right now, we have it through my husband's job, but he plans to actually quit his 9 to 5, hopefully soonish. So we will be going with a cost sharing program called Christian Healthcare Ministries. The only qualifications for the Christian Healthcare Ministry is that you have to fill out a moral integrity slash faith survey, just sharing that you accept Jesus as your personal savior, that you believe in God, all of that. And yeah, then we will contribute, we will pay monthly, and then any issues that we have arise, we will just submit a receipt, and then CHM will reimburse those funds. So I know a family of six who uses this program, and they pay $550 a month with a $6,000 deductible. They could have gotten it as cheap as $300 a month if they chose the $12,000 deductible, but they wanted that smaller deductible. So they chose to pay a little bit more every month. You could also choose to go with the no insurance route. A lot of places, if you tell them you're paying with cash, they discount it like quite a bit. But this is somewhat risky because you're praying that they're going to discount it. Again, a lot of places will, but you just want to verify that they will before you have an issue and end up paying tons of money out of pocket. So this is just something to be aware of. Again, I'm not an insurance broker. Please talk to someone. They will help you. And a lot of times insurance brokers don't even charge, like, unless you go with a plan with them, like, you don't even actually end up paying them. They just get a commission from the insurance company that you, like, bought the plan from. So you can usually talk to insurance brokers for no fee from you. So I hope this answered a lot of your questions. If you have any questions about this, post them in the Facebook group and I'll try to help you find the answers you're looking for. But I just want to really encourage you that if you want to quit your 9 to 5, if you want to be that present mom, you can absolutely do so. You can still have all of your medical needs met and taken care of. You don't have to be scared. It's really not as scary as it seems. I also want to invite you, if you are ready to step into the virtual assistant world and to start pivoting out of your 9 to 5, or even if you just want to do this as a side hustle, I really encourage you to come and check out the Virtual Assistant Mama Academy. We've got some amazing bonuses happening this week that are only valid through this Friday. And seriously, you will get the entire game plan that you need to become a successful and profitable virtual assistant. You can check out all the details of what's included in the Virtual Assistant Mama Academy at virtualassistantmama.com or find that link in the show notes. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions about that. I would love to answer them for you and let you know if I think this would be a good fit for you or not. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we will see you next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I would love to bless you with a free gift as a thank you. All you have to do is leave a review of the show on Apple Podcasts, take a screenshot, and send it to podcast@virtualassistantmama.com. I'll send you a code so you can snag my virtual assistant toolkit for free. And don't forget to come hang out with us in our free community, facebook.com/groups/virtualassistantmama. I'm so honored to support you in your journey to becoming a virtual assistant. Until next week, y'all, keep following the dreams that were placed on your heart so you can be the present mama you've always wanted to be.